Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I want to talk to you today about your networks and how to engage, how to educate, how to talk to your networks. You see, it's so important that we use our networks in the right way. As many people say, your networks is equal to your net worth. And in the past, 100% true. The people you had in your network was a direct correlation to your net worth. And that's because in the past, your network was pretty much everyone that you turned up and met. We didn't have social media platforms. We didn't have technology the way that we had it now. We didn't have the ability to be able to reach people all around the world, literally in seconds. You had to turn up and you met people and you went to drinks after work and you had lunches and everything was built through personal relationships. Well, today, things have changed. And as always, as technology comes along and platforms come along that allow us to be closer together, things have to be done differently. And that's what I want to get into, because so many people just shoot themselves in the foot. They don't engage the right way with their networks. They don't talk to their networks the right way. And in the end, they're not even getting seen. And therefore, their networks do not promote them. Before I jump into that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group, make sure you search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook or click on the link wherever you are happening to listen to this and come hang out with our networks and learn how to grow your business through referrals, through your networks, and through partnerships. So you've got a network. Everyone who's around you is part of your network. Everyone on your social platforms, everyone who's a client, everyone who's a prospect, everyone who was a past client, friends, family, colleagues. And that's really important to see your network like that, because every person that you know also knows a whole bunch of other people that you currently don't know. And the number one thing in being able to make sure that your network is your net worth is by simply understanding that your network can promote you, can open doors for you, can share you, can talk about you. See, most people grow a network, and the mistake they make is they grow a network thinking these are all the people I'm going to sell to. And the only reason for going to networking events is to sell to them. The only reason to connect with people on social platforms is to sell to them. The only reason to actually start conversations with people is to sell to them. And if that's the transactional mindset that you have, then that's why your networks will never equate to what you want your net worth to be. They won't help you. They won't open doors for you. They won't promote you. And that's simply because as humans, we have this primitive nature of being part of a tribe. That's how we grew up, being part of a tribe. And today is no different. We want to feel connection. We want to be part of something that's bigger than just us. And therefore, people want to see you as another human being rather than a transaction. So if your mindset is very transactional around your networks, then the number of opportunities you're going to get are far less than the number of opportunities that I would get. So let's just break this down a little bit. There are two parts. The first part is you've got to grow a network. So to me, they should be people that have the ability to buy from you, partner with you, open doors with one another. 90% of your network should fall into those categories. And the remaining 10% should be your support network, people you go to in a crisis. So when we think buy, partner, door openers, it's not just simply going, well, my network should be from purely people who I can sell to. Because then you're missing out on so much opportunity. I did a little talk the other day. And on that talk, I do what I normally do and focus on just educating and giving amazing value. And really, you've got no idea who's listening, who they know, or what they have the ability to be able to do. So here we are, finished about 80 minutes later, and a person who was listening reaches out and goes, "I absolutely love that. Could you come and speak at our next conference? We'll have about 10,000 people there." You see, when you do things with your networks to engage, to educate, to be seen, and you take the focus away from selling and just simply put it on engagement, amazing things will take place from your networks. Majority of people never get their networks to create opportunities for them because they're too focused on how do I sell to you rather than just simply how do I engage with you. And that needs to be the change of focus. We did a podcast episode just the other week around nothing great happens without a conversation. Well, in that conversation, you've got to just simply be curious to get to talk to other people, because nothing great can happen without just simply having conversations with people. If we're so focused in on how am I going to win, then in the end, we end up not winning because we end up not getting the sort of opportunities that we could. I talk to our partnership club guys all the time around your network meter. How many people in your network in this next hour would be talking about you, would be sharing you, would be opening doors for you, would be tagging you into posts, would be promoting you? Now, for a lot of people, the answer is probably zero or one or two, and that's absolutely fine. But you should be focused on how do I make that number bigger? How do I increase that number next week, next month, by this time next year? How could I have 20 people talking about me in the next hour, creating opportunities for me? You see, when you use your networks correctly, that's what should be taking place. Your networks should be this giant extended net, an extension of you, that get to reach people that you don't even know exist right now. Get to share you, get to share your things that are coming up, get to talk about you. But your networks don't do that if you're trying to sell to them. Your networks do that if you personally engage with them, you enhance the relationship you have with them, you educate your networks on what you're doing, how you're doing it, the solutions you're offering, without saying, "Oh, you need this." And that's how doors get opened. So there's a couple of big mistakes that I'm constantly seeing right now. There's a bunch of people who teach outreach is a great way to get clients. So go find someone on your social platform, friend them, connect them, follow them, then send them this big message to buy your crap. Well, we can see what the problem is straight away. I don't know you. I don't like you. I don't trust you. I don't resonate with you. You don't even know where I've got the pain point, and yet you think you've got the right to come into my space and send that to me. You can see why it has the same effect as what cold calling does. You might get 1 out of 1,000. Big waste of time, energy, effort. Now, that doesn't mean that outreach is not a great way to be able to grow your network, build relationships. And yes, they might end up buying from you. But don't make that the focus. Make personal engagement the focus. actually have real conversations. Find out more about them. That's how you build the know you, like you, trust you, resonate with you factors. The very first thing you do is bring someone into your network and then pitch to them. I'd be removing you faster than anything else. So it's not how it gets done. You think about it, you meet someone out on the street. Is the first thing you do if you meet someone out on the street, go, oh, hi, my name is Michael and I do this and I can help you do this, this, this? Of course it's not. So why do we do it behind a computer screen? We have to constantly be thinking, what would I do if I met this person on the street? How would I talk to them? Well, the first thing you do is probably just say hello and introduce yourself, and you'd probably notice something that caught your attention to why you actually stopped to talk to that person in the first place. Then you'd probably ask questions and you'd find out more. And depending on where that conversation went, you take it down different paths. I was doing a little interview over the weekend and I started going through a couple of our network mottos. Look to help someone else before asking for help. I think it's just so powerful if that becomes your mindset. Look to help someone else before asking for help. It instantly makes you so different because 99% of people focus on them and what's in it for me. You could simply do this today. Find 5 to 10 people in your network and just simply send a message. Hey, it's been ages since we've spoken. Is there anything I can do to help you right now? That's it. Yet that powerful little message will have you being remembered, will have you being spoken about, and more than likely, they will create an opportunity for you. And at the same time, if they actually need what it is that you do, they'll come back to you. You don't need to be pitching to them. Just by simply being front of mind and engaging with them is enough for them to come back to you because they know what it is you do. And if they don't, they'll go and look. And as long as you've got your social platforms and links to places, they can follow the rabbit hole themselves. This really is about going from transactional thinking to transformational thinking. It's why people come into either our implementation program or our partnership club. It's to remove the hunter mentality. And that's not a bad thing. That's how we've been brought up in society. It's about survival. It's about being able to be the best. We live in a competitive world. But unfortunately right now, that's also shooting yourself in the foot. So Accelerator 5 in building out that $1 million referral system is all about engage, educate, be seen to get doors open with your networks and how to do that in an effective way. How to do that in a transformational mindset way. How to do that so that your network meter is increasing and you've got more people in the next hour talking about you, promoting you, opening doors for you, sharing you than what you've ever had before. That's how we use networks effectively. And that's how networks were used 20 plus years ago, where you had to turn up. You had to build relationships face to face. But that doesn't mean that it still can't be done. And in today's world, it's even better because now you can reach people anywhere without having to turn up. But the same principles how would you talk to that person if you were face to face still apply. And if the only purpose of growing your networks is to sell, then you miss the point. You will not create the sorts of opportunities with your networks that you should. There is so much money sitting on the table when you use your networks effectively. Hey, hopefully that's been super helpful. Again, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network free Facebook group, search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook or click on one of the links in the description wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast. If you haven't got our 112 guide, how to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months with no ads, just go to www.112.com and you can grab that. And as always, if you'd like help growing your business through referrals, through your networks, through partnerships, just simply reach out. More than happy to brainstorm some ideas and see how we can best help you. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.